Both Minneapolis and Saint Paul, the Twin Cities, have long been regarded as diverse melting pots of culture. This diversity is evident in many aspects of Twin Cities culture, such as the large immigrant populations, events like the Festival of Nations, and places like Midtown Global Market. However, nowhere is this diversity more evident than in the names of the cities themselves and the stories behind them. Specifically, their names are reminders of the trying history involving European settlers and Native American peoples, and the fact that we are living on Native land. Originally inhabited by Dakota communities, St. Paul's history was marked by the arrival of European settlers in the early 19th century, who established fur trading posts along the Mississippi River. The city was originally known as Pig's Eye for the first official European resident of the city, Pierre Pig's Eye Perrant. Perrant was a bootlegger, alcohol smuggler, who operated out of a cave near what is now the West 7th neighborhood. However, the city was renamed St. Paul in 1841. The name St. Paul traces back to Father Lucien Gaultier, a French priest and missionary who built and named a chapel after St. Paul the Apostle, a Christian saint who lived from 5 AD to 65 AD in the Roman Empire, in what is now modern-day Turkey. The surrounding settlement gradually adopted the name in honor of this religious figure. The name reflects the strong Christian influences that had continued since the arrival of the early European settlers. It also carries symbolic significance, as St. Paul the Apostle was known as a missionary and evangelist, qualities which resonated with Father Gaultier. St. Paul was officially incorporated as a city of the Minnesota Territory in 1854. Founded as a flour milling center on the banks of the Mississippi River, Minneapolis quickly rose to prominence as a hub of industry and commerce. Specifically, Minneapolis was a huge player in the flour milling industry, earning the nickname Mill City and becoming the largest flour producer in the United States by the late 19th century. In 1852, the treasurer of Hennepin County, Charles Hogue, proposed the name Minneapolis, and it was accepted. Minneapolis comes from the Dakota word mini, meaning water, and the Greek word polis, meaning city. Long before the arrival of European settlers, the Dakota inhabited the land along the Mississippi River. The water served many important uses, such as for travel and fishing. Thus, water is considered very important to the Dakota. The name Minnesota also derives from Minne and roughly translates to cloudy water or sky-tinted water. Furthermore, there are many additional instances of Dakota and other names of Native American origin being incorporated into places in the Twin Cities, throughout Minnesota and across the United States. Some well-known Minnesota names that borrow from Native languages include Anoka, Chisago, Isanti, Monoman, Wabasha, Bemidji, Chanhassen, Chaska, Matamidi, Mankato, Mendota, Minnehaha, Minnetonka, Shakopee, Wayzata, and Winona. So yes, Native American names are everywhere in Minnesota. Often, they are so ingrained in Minnesotan culture that people can forget to recognize the important history and people that these names represent. For all of the Native American names that Minnesota and the Twin Cities do have, however, there is just as many that have been renamed. For example, Wetatonka, an island at the confluence of the Mississippi and Minnesota rivers in St. Paul, was renamed Pike Island. Places like these have been the root of many controversies regarding their rightful names. In some cases, the names have been switched back as local communities have protested. For example, Lake Calhoun, located near downtown Minneapolis, was recently returned to its original name, Bede-Mikaska. This situation was especially notable given John C. Calhoun, whom the lake had been named after, was known as a fierce advocate of slavery. In considering all the various aspects of Minnesotan culture, from Native American influences to European influences to influences from all around the world, it is important to recognize and respect all of them. Regardless of personal opinions, it is important that everybody learn the history behind these influences, and names are a great place to start. I think it's very important to learn about the history of where you live, sophomore Trevor Ho said. A lot of times, we don't get that in school, especially because everybody lives in different places, and we can't cover where everyone lives. But the history of where you live plays a huge role in what goes on today in your community with the local politics, economy, and social stuff. Whether from Minneapolis or St. Paul or anywhere else, there is bound to be a good story hidden behind the name of everyone's city. So go learn about it.